The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Thanks for joining me. This is your host, Eric Stewart, the host of the show every Sunday from 8 to 30. We're bringing you the truth in real estate today. Helen Flynn, who's the brand ambassador for our Senior Solutions Group, has joined me today. Helen, good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
Hey, Helen, the market's on fire. It's crazy. You've got brand new listing. Let's talk about that property in Belmont Country Club. Talk to me about this incredible home.
Absolutely gorgeous. It's in the master section of Belmont Country Club, so it means all the landscaping is taken care of, shrubbery, etc. And as you drive up to the home, you will see a brick and stone walkway that is absolutely elegant, beautiful landscaping, hardscaping, and enter the home for the double story. Beautiful staircase. I'm going to take you right through that, through the kitchen and out to the deck that overlooks the sixth fairway of the Belmont Country Club. It is just beautiful. Whoa. And the owners have taken just phenomenal care of the property. They're very meticulous about everything that they do and everything they put in the property. So they've put in new light fixtures and the best kind of light fixtures. They've put in LED lighting outside, details that you can't see offhand, but that really add to the value. There is a full apartment on the lower level, two bedrooms, living room, dining room, and kitchen. So it is ideal for people who have longtime guests or family living with them. It's an excellent multifamily home. Seven bedrooms, five full baths, and two half baths. So it is available right now. You can call me or the Eric Stewart Group for a private showing, and we'll be glad to do that.
Helen, what a great home. And the orientation, as you say, we've got a home that faces out and looks above and over the golf course in the most stunning of ways. It's just, if you're looking for a trophy home, a home that you just feel like you come home to and go, wow, I can't believe I get to live here because these views are great, the house, the quality, the brick construction, and all the attention to detail the owners have put into it. This is definitely, definitely a great question. So great question that you need to ask yourself. Why am I not living here now? What is it that I could do now to cause my life to be able to move to this property? Call Helen Flynn. That's the answer to that question. Her toll-free number, 800-900-9104. Again, 800-900-9104. And ask for Helen Flynn. She'll set up a time to show you, walk you through. And we're so excited to represent on this. And by the way, representation for our group on luxury listings is a step above anything that Keller Williams, Weikert, other brokers can offer because of the Christie's affiliation, right? You got a lot of brokers out there who are good, but don't give you that level of luxury capability in marketing and connections that Christie's does. And Long & Foster is the exclusive Christie's affiliate for the entire Mid-Atlantic. I don't know if you may not know this, but there's something like 12,000 real estate agents at Long and Foster. It dominates the landscape. It is 4 to 5 times larger than the next size real estate company. And as a result, they bring an economy of scale in how they drive through hundreds and hundreds of luxury websites. When you're at $1 million minimum on a property, you get affiliated with our affiliation with Christie's, which drives luxury websites from around the globe, whether it's China, Japan, India, Africa, wherever buyers are coming from and wanting to buy in Northern Virginia. We sell so many more luxury homes than any other broker out there. It is not even close. Not even close. Okay, there are other companies that are fine and, you know, direct, you know, people to houses and so on. But for the ability to draw luxury buyers in to our area, there's just nobody that compares to Long & Foster because of that affiliation with Christie's. So if you're interested in selling your luxury home and want the best kind of representation for your property, take a look at what we offer at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. Our website, ericstewartgroup.com. Another property, Helen, I'll mention now is one which is on Linway, 6245 Linway in McLean, Virginia. Exceptional. I mean, exceptional is all the other homes out there that are around $2 to $2.5 million are going to be nice, right? Going to be really nice, gorgeous homes. But the owner of this property spent several $100,000 building out the hardscape, the Pebble Tech pool, the hot tub, the fencing, and you get all the backyard you could possibly want for playing ball or running around, as well as have this incredible pool, and yet be, and this is no joke, you can be down in D.C. from this house in less than 14 minutes. It's that convenient. McLean, Virginia, whether Belmont Country Club or Potomac, Maryland, we just sold a luxury property in Avenel. And this property was on the market with another company that promises to be real great for 6 months. Didn't get it done. We are under contract in less than 3.5 weeks on that property. And again, $2.488 million. A very, very nice home. We have the capability. I'm thrilled to be able to offer these luxury properties. Helen Flynn, thanks for bringing us the property in Belmont. Well done on that. So, yeah.
You mentioned at the beginning it was such a hot market. Mm. And I've had a couple of experiences in the last week or two where I've worked with agents that are just fantastic and common sense and professionalism. And it had me thinking about all the people that are involved in a transaction. And I just wanted to give a shout out to the lenders, to the settlement company, to the other agents. We're all working like crazy. And sometimes it can be difficult and things happen. But if people are reasonable, it makes such a difference. And besides that, we've got the team that can help us do the marketing and do all of the other things that are involved in selling a house. So it's not a one-man show, and it's not something that is always going to happen in the first weekend. But we've got it together, and we're really working together.
Mm, well said. It is a team effort. There are 119 individual steps in the sale of a piece of real estate on average. And one agent, like me, I first started in this business back in 1987. One agent to do all of it takes exceptional devotion and focus to be able to make it happen well. It is an unusual and difficult process for any real estate agent because of the complexity of marketing effectively. Remember, we're not driving buyers through the old four P's, okay, listeners? We're not driving them just through a sign, you know, putting a sign up. There's one of the P's, putting a sign up, putting a lockbox on the door, putting it in the computer, and then praying that it sells. I believe in all four of those. They're all important. But how you tell the story and how you deliver that story and drive interest to your home, it's about bringing buyers and just pulling them in, inviting them and compelling them through great photos and great descriptions to want to come in and see your listings, and then be willing to pay more than other people because you sell the value of what you're offering, right? It's the value of your schools, the orientation, the accessibility, the location, all the amenities that you offer. It's those things together, and as we are delivering that information and writing and compelling interest in our properties, we're generating higher prices, more offers, and more satisfied customers. We just picked up another, I don't know, 10 to 12 five-star reviews. We have the capability. I'm so grateful, Helen, for you. Really, really grateful for you. And I thank you for your leadership, working with our downsizing seniors and helping them through that process of one step at a time. You know, it's like baby steps through that process of letting go, moving forward. Don't know how to do it. If you're interested in making a transition, whether it's buying up, selling to move to something smaller, you want to buy a big home, whatever it might be, then call us today. And Helen and I will chat with you about how we work, discuss it. You guys decide what's best for you after you meet with us and whoever else you want to talk with. We appreciate you considering us here at the Eric Stewart Group. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Before I do, let me give you our toll-free number in case you'd like to call right now. That's 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. And you can also go to our website, which is ericstewartgroup.com. 34 years in the business now and a great team with Helen and all the other members of the Eric Stewart Group. We're here to serve you, get you the best price and terms. Call us now, 800-900-9104. Remember, 800-900-9104. Well, we'll be right back with Helen in a moment. But before we do, I'm bringing Stuart Rosenthal in from the Beacon Newspapers. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Eric. It's nice to be here again.
Well, good. Tell us what you got.
Well, there's an interesting study that was recently done at Columbia University. You know, it's always difficult for people to sort of know when is someone coming down with mild cognitive impairment or dementia. We want to know early for early intervention's sake. So they did some work with driving. They took a number of healthy older drivers, and they using the data that their own cars collect. You know, our cars now have black boxes in them, and they know how fast we drive and how often we drive and how often we brake and all these kinds of things. Just using that data alone, plus some demographic data about the individuals, they were able to predict 88% accuracy mild cognitive impairment and dementia over the course of a five-year period. So it's a very interesting thing that we can now perhaps use that kind of data that we have readily available to get some early insight into these kinds of issues.
Fascinating. Wow. Read about it in the Beacon Newspapers at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
Right back with Helen Flynn straight ahead on The Eric Stewart Show.